This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Also need to get this in. We are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead, Goodyear more driven. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We do have people on hold, and I know we keep teasing it. We keep saying that we're going to get to calls. We have a lot to talk about, but we are going to get to you. We do plan on getting to the calls. So hang in there. We'll get to you right now. But, of course, we have more conversations to have, and that's with a good friend of the show, Damian Woody, who joins us now on the Goodyear Hotline. D. Wood, how we doing?
I'm good. I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Kuna Matata. Now, D. Wood, right off the bat, right, you think about the fact that, you know, the Jets decided to move on for Sam Darnold. Great, right? So that means all indications is that they're going to bring in Zach Wilson, right? But you understand that he's a young quarterback, and I think the best thing to do for a young quarterback when you don't have a veteran team is to ease him in the lineup slowly, right? So that means you want to go get a veteran quarterback that can come in and that can at least – protect itself and give the team a chance to win. So why in the hell are the Jets even bringing in Brian Hoyer, the Destroyer? Like I said before we went to break, I don't think he can play dead in a movie well.
Well, listen, I think, you know, anyone who's seen Brian Hoyer play recently will probably feel the same way you feel, but I think a lot goes into being a backup quarterback. You know, a lot of being what the backup quarterback is being the eyes and ears of your starter. And I think when you're picking Zach Wilson at number two, you're in all intents and purposes just saying that's our starting quarterback. And I think this year is going to be a lot different than last year in that there's going to be an off season. So you're going to have off season program. You're going to have OTAs, mini camps, training camp, where these guys are going to have a lot more reps to get, you know, get this young man prepared to be week one starter. And Brian Hoyer is a guy that he's played in that system. He was with Kyle Shanahan out in San Francisco. So, look, yes, on the field, there's not much to look at. But I think as far as help tutoring, being another, kind of player coach on the sideline, there's a lot of value that Brian Hoyer can bring to the table for Zach Wilson.
Now, again, they're just bringing him in for a visit, so nothing is official. But, you know, what I think right. What Bart's trying to suggest, and I kind of feel the same way as a Jets fan, it's that thought of, but if Zach Wilson's not ready to play, you need somebody that actually can play the position. And
are you going to lose the rest of your team?
Like, that's one question I have. Now, there's other options they could certainly have, and they like Hoyer because he at least has some experience in that system. But I thought this was funny. Did you know that Brian Hoyer had 6 starts with the 49ers in 2017?
Yeah, and I believe he lost all of them.
That was where I was going to go next.
He lost all of them. And, so like I said, man, listen, there's definitely some warts there. But I think, you know, if this does happen, I think the thinking is, you know what, this is a guy that's been in our program, knows the offense, and can help, you know, again, be that other teacher to help our young quarterback and get him ready. I think that's, I'm not in the building, but I think that's probably their thinking, you know, along those lines.
All right, Damian Woody joins us here on the Goodyear Hotline. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So we were talking also, I think we probably kicked this around earlier this morning as well, and you saw the Tom Brady Good Morning America with Michael Strahan and some of the things he was talking about. And it seemed like it's just amazing thought, right, D. Wood, that he's somebody – that sounds like he still has a chip on his shoulder after everything he's accomplished. I mean, he's won everything. He's done everything you could possibly do in the sport. He's considered by many people the greatest to ever play. And yet when you hear him talk, he sounds like somebody that still has something to prove. Just like when he went to Tampa and he said how, you have the haters and you want to see if you could do it. Like is he just somebody that's just completely built differently than everybody else? Or is that an element that is in most pro athletes, but they lose it as they get older?
Well, listen, I think a couple things. One, you know, Tom Brady is ultra competitive. He's one of the top competitors that I've, you know, had the pleasure of playing with and being a teammate of. But I also think that Tom Brady is just having fun. I mean, think about this. Tom Brady spent 20 years in the Patriot way. And I can tell you from being in that program up in New England, the Patriot way is a grind. It's a grind physically. It's a grind mentally. And so not a lot of guys can, you know, can take that type of pressure cooker in that program. And Tom Brady was there for 20 years. And I think Tom Brady understood that, you know what, I'm not the quarterback that can elevate guys anymore. I need help. I need a change of scenery. And so Tom Brady went down to Tampa Bay, and it all worked out, and he won a Super Bowl, and it's a different environment. Bruce Arians is not like Bill Belichick. Those guys seem like they were having fun. And so Tom Brady's like, you know what? I can get used to this, because once I hang them up, that's it. There's no coming back. So I totally understand where Tom Brady is coming from. Play as long as you want.
Let's just be honest, Wood, because me and you are both experienced this. It's no fun being in the school drop-off line and understanding that you think that when you go back home that you're the boss, and you realize that you have to, you know, adapt and acculturate to what the wife has done at home. So maybe he's just running from having to be able to be in the drop-off line and trying to figure all that stuff out. So he's planning till the kids get to like middle school, and he's all good then. But in all honesty,
I can tell you one thing. We know that Giselle makes a lot more bank than Tom. So I think if she wanted to, she could put her foot down and like, okay, it's time. It's time to make this happen.
Like, what did you cook for dinner? What did you cook? I make the bread around here. What you talking about? I'm the breadwinner around here. but tell me this, D. Will, who's the best non quarterback in this draft?
Kyle Pitts. I think Kyle Pitts is the best player in this draft. I think this dude is special, like a generational type of guy. You know, a guy like a Tony Gonzalez or, you know, once in a generation guy. I mean, you're talking about 6'6", 245, running 4.4, that you can line him up in line. You can line him up outside. And he runs as well as any wide receiver in this draft. So you have a weapon like that, man, you create all types of mismatches, in your scheme. So I think Kyle Pitts is the best player regardless of position.
Now, listen, you played tackle, so I find it difficult that a guy that was compared to Anthony Munoz would kind of slip off your radar. Like, you know, what's the difference or separation between Sewell, who almost ran a sub 5.40 and looked tremendous in his L drills as well? Like, how far is he away from being the best, you know, non-quarterback in the draft? Or is it just Pitts and it's not even close?
Well, I think Rashawn Slater, the left tackle from Northwestern, I think he's the best. But it's close. They're both close. But I think the one thing when you talk about Penei Sewell is he is so young, guys. This dude is like, he just turned 20. Like, people don't understand that. This dude is so young, just turned 20 years old, something like that, I believe. 6'4", 330, moves like a bear out there. I mean, it's just light on his feet. He has the most upside of maybe anybody in this draft. Really, like anybody. Like, he's been playing at a high level since he stepped foot on Oregon's campus. So, I mean, this guy, if you're talking about a position where you get the most bang for your buck, it's really the offensive line more so than any other position in football.
It's amazing, too, when you think about it. It's such a quarterback-heavy draft. And yet, what's the second most important thing to a quarterback? And people say, oh, you got to get him weapons. No. You got to get him protection.
No.
You got to get him an offensive line.
You
got to
get him protection. That's right.
And so the teams that are in the top 10 that have quarterback and don't need the quarterback, you would think that's where they'll be looking first. So that's the intrigue, certainly, in this draft. And you would know it better than anybody. Before we let you go, D. Wood, I do have to ask you about our Islanders. I don't know if you saw the trade.
I did see the trade. Now, listen, I don't know everyone in the NHL, so I'm leaning on your expertise here. Like, from everything I read, this was like pushing your chips all the way in,
yes,
type of move. We're going for the cup this year.
Yes.
Am I right on that?
Yes. Lou Lamoriello basically made a move where you're moving draft picks, a number one pick. You're putting all the chips to the table. They get Kyle Palmieri, who's a fantastic, two great forwards. Travis Zajac, a terrific center, can win faceoffs, good two-way player. Both good character guys. The Islanders lose their captain, Anders Lee. And so how do you answer that and tell your team, hey, we got to the Final Four last year. We're going to go all the way this year. We're taking that step. How do you do it? Well, you make a trade like this and send the message to your crew that, okay, we lost our captain, but we're not done. We're going for it. Lou Lamoriello looked at his group and said, I think we're ready. This is the year. And you make a move like that to do something like that. It's pretty damn exciting, D-Wood. It's a huge trade. Like anybody, not everybody follows the NHL, but I know you keep an eye on the Islanders. So I thought I would just ask you about it because I knew then you would flip it back to me. And you know what I just did? I just stole how much? About 30 seconds, maybe 90 seconds?
Let's do
on
that.
National radio, talking
and we're
hockey.
We're going to find you, too. We still got the fine jar for talking hockey.
Bart tried to stop me, but I knew if I had Damien on my side, I would be able to get this in. So, D-Wood, we appreciate you, man. Always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, you got it. See what I did there, right?
Yeah, man. You
look at your face, too. You're so disgusted. You're disgusted in me right now.
I don't
How else was I getting that in today other than I knew D-Wood was an Islanders fan?
I ain't going to lie. I watched Tavares yesterday. I think they were playing the Canadiens. You know what I mean? I just, parachuting in. You know, I just
Maple Leafs,
out.
Maple Leafs Canadiens?
Yeah, yeah. No, they were playing the Canadiens, but yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Maple Leafs Canadiens. Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, you being a Red Wings fan, you know, you understand that's three now of the original six we're talking about here.
Yeah, I know.
So for you, Detroit,
I'm
you shouldn't like
town.
Eat. I know you are. You're from the D.
But
you
I've had nothing to be proud about when it comes to hockey in the last.
It's been a rough go.
Yeah, it's been wild. It's crazy. They can't get back on track.
Yeah.
They tore down Joe Louis Arena.
Would you be happy for me if the Islanders won the Stanley Cup this year?
I would. Because, you know, like, I feel like the Islanders, the Mets, and the Jets are kind of all treated the same. You know what I mean? Stepchildren.
Second citizen.
Stepchildren.
That kind of thing.
Stepchildren.
Yeah. That would be, for everything I've been through, I could really use a championship right now. And I'm feeling like maybe if the Islanders can do it, that would be quite the story. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So let's get to some calls, Bart.
Let's do it, man.
Because, I mean, we have not had a chance. A lot of people on hold, and we haven't had a chance to actually have conversations with people. So let's do it. Let's see. Where do we go? Let's go with Ron and Clifton. Go ahead, Ron. Ron?
Going once. Take us off mute, Ron. We finally called your damn number. You're not
listening.
Ready. Oh, we got to drive.
There he is. We got you.
Okay.
What are you doing? Pouring some Kool-Aid? What the
I'm just calling. It's a little off the football.
Go ahead. No, it's a buffet.
We talk everything.
You guys just had a commercial on where a guy was screaming that DeGrom went seven innings and they took him out of the game.
Yeah.
And
is that me?
Don LaGreca.
Oh.
What? What is going on with baseball that they've gotten so pitch crazy?
They're so worried. It's you know what, Ron. I'll answer your question because I know where you're going with it. And it's a frustration that a lot of fans are having, and no one in the sport is listening to. And thank you, Ron. So DeGrom in his first
analytics.
Right in his first start, Jacob DeGrom pitched magnificently for the Mets as he had two times Cy Young Award.
Six scoreless, right?
And because of pitch count,
but his pitch count was low. They said he was good for 100. I think he was at like 77.
I thought his pitch count was the reason they didn't bring him back out. I know they didn't want him to start the inning and then take him out because they never want a reliever to come in the middle of an inning anymore. That's something you can't do.
Now you can't go through the lineup twice. It's like, come on, man. These analytics,
The numbers tell us he starts to drop off. Man, it's like how many times?
This is Jacob DeGrom.
And then what happened? The bullpen blew the lead as always, and they lost the game. And that for the last four seasons, that has been Jacob DeGrom.
Yep.
That has been Jacob DeGrom. He pitches great, and the bullpen blows.
Next day, they put up eight. Why the hell did he score? And then he scored two himself.
All right. And he had the first hit of the season for the Mets. He had the first hit of the season.
Right, man, like,
what more do you need him to do?
He's like, I can't say that.
But Don LaGreca
in
New York
had me?
Yeah, he had an unbelievable rant about it. Because it's true. If baseball's not listening, they don't care. This is how we do it. And for a fan, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be entertainment. You play sports, yes, for competition.
You come to see the stars.
It's for fun. We want to enjoy ourselves. And why would you want to frustrate your fan base?
Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
And when you go, and when
look
you
at that stat right now on ESPN Plus, Jacob DeGrom, most since 2018, 8 starts of 6 innings or more pitched with 0 earned runs with a no decision.
It's ridiculous because just imagine when you go to the bullpen,
brutal.
You're asking in 6, you're asking for, you know, every reliever to be on. And we know that that doesn't work. Right? So if you can keep your starting pitcher who's on that day, yeah. That's the best shot you have to make sure that you can keep the score down.
It's that one's amazing. All right, let's go to Paul in Virginia. Paul on Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Bart and Hahn.
What's up?
Look, man, I just want to say if the 49ers trade up to get Mac Jones at number 3,
yep.
A player that would have been available for them already at number 12,
yeah.
If they mortgage the future for Mac Jones, it'll be a bigger mistake than when they picked Solomon Thomas at 3 instead of Patrick Mahomes when they had Brian Hoyer as their starting quarterback for the season.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, this is a fireball offense because this team is ready to win now. And if this guy can't come in and be a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, if it is Mac Jones, and then you look at guys like Trey Lance, this is what I don't understand. They say, well, he's more ready to play, and he reminds people of Matt Ryan. Who the hell's trying to draft Matt Ryan? Like, he has a great career, but nobody's trying to draft Matt Ryan. Evolution has happened, and you have an opportunity. If you're a developer of talent, and you're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, why would you want to get a guy that's considered the most ready to start now? Just because he's ready to start now don't mean he's ready to dominate tomorrow. When you got guys like Trey Lance and Justin Fields that if you can put behind Jimmy G and let him sit, and you can mold him and work with him, then you can have an opportunity to have the best of both worlds, a dual threat quarterback that you can help develop. This makes no sense for me when they make that argument that saying, oh, he's ready to play, but oh, you know, going underneath Shanahan, he'll be able to learn.
And everybody you talk to hears all the whispers. We talked to Jeff Darlington this morning, you know, and he even choked when I said, you really believe it? It's not what I believe, it's what I'm hearing. What they're going to do. That's the plan. It's just absolutely incredible. Let's keep going. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on Bart and Hahn ESPN Radio. Chris is in Michigan. Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, which one of you guys thought that Durant was the best scorer?
No, just me. That would be Bartholomew Scott. I believe that he's
Bartholomew Edwards Scott III.
I think he's a unicorn.
Bart, you're giving Michigan a bad day. First of all, these guys these days can't play 2 days in a row without taking a game off for a rest. And two, put Durant in the paint against Charles Oakley or Bill Laimbeer.
Let me tell you something. First of all, he would play center with Bill Laimbeer, and I love Tap Tap. Come on. I'm from Detroit. I know about the greatness. I know about all the greats that's come. I know Kevin Willis. I know Steve Smith. I know Chris Webber. I got Rashawn Leonard, Howard Eisley, Jalen Rose, all of them. None of them can get that work from, you know what, where Charles Oakley did? He'd be like a fish out of water 18 feet away from the basket getting rolls over because that's what, Kevin Durant's taller than him and he couldn't stay.
He'd throw an elbow, it wouldn't matter.
And he'll get thrown out of the game.
He'd get another 25 at the line.
I love the bad boys. I'm all tap in, man. But come on, man, this dude, we've never seen anybody like this. Dirk Nowitzki was an unstoppable, you know, player, but he couldn't dribble. He couldn't get his own shot. He had to fade away. Kevin Durant can cross you, go dunk on you, and also he can get the rebound, go down and shoot the three. Dude ain't played in how many weeks and came back and didn't miss a damn shot. 7 for 7. It ain't like it was layups like he was Zion. He was shooting threes and jump shots. Like, this dude, we've never seen anybody that can handle the ball that's 7 feet. This dude is 7 feet. Don't get it twisted because he's skinny and he may look like he's a point guard. This dude is a center. He can play center. He's 7 feet coming down, crossing cats over, playing with him, got the ball on a yo-yo, and then he's shooting over you. You can't block his shot. We've never seen that. MJ was 6'6". MJ wouldn't even cover him.
Let's stay on this topic because I love how mad you're getting. Donovan in Virginia.
Because I'm tap. I'm all about the physical. Charles Oakley would break his damn ankle. He was trying to trip him. You know how you can't catch somebody, you just get frustrated, you throw something at him?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Donovan, Virginia. How you doing, Donovan?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hey, Jimmy Butler said that it gets to the point when you're checking KD that all you can hope, you know, say all you could do is hope he missed because he's 7 foot that can pull up and he can handle like a guard. Second
right.
Point.
So
Kobe Bryant said, "Kobe, what you about to say, my fault?"
No, go ahead, bro. It's all you.
Kobe Bryant said he used to watch short videos to study AI movements. So that goes in something by itself. And because you brought up Dave Chappelle, how about this versus? Have the bandmates from each, you know what I'm saying, member play the songs. Have Dave Chappelle host it. Prince versus Rick James, man. For the next verses, man.
Who?
Prince versus Rick James.
Oh, man.
And have Chappelle host it.
Give it to me, baby. Oh, man, that'd be dope. Yo, I'm for that.
Appreciate
you, know
you Donovan.
Because, yo, Steve Harvey was for the old people, right?
Yeah, but
you
need, he Steve Harvey was perfect for,
yeah, for the
Earth,
old people.
Wind and Fire and
exactly.
The Isley Brothers.
Man,
he was
if
perfect
you put Dave
that.
Chappelle, you can put Dave Chappelle because Dave Chappelle had the block party. I tell you what Dave Chappelle can host because they both did his show. You can have Jill Scott and Erykah Badu just get it out. That neo soul right there, baby. Hosted by Prince.
Oh, man.
Hosted by Prince. Dave Chappelle as Prince. Assemble your band.
Assemble your crew. I know I missed a reading somewhere. Did I mention that Damian Woody was joining us on the hotline via the Goodyear hotline and that he was giving us the straight
the Goodyear?
Talk? And he was giving us the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. If I did not, I just did there. We appreciate the calls. Let's keep them going at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up, I told you about this in the previous hour. Audio Files is coming up, and you have to hear the story. As the Masters began today, and we had Michael Collins on the show this morning, early this morning.
We're the only people that can pull this out of him.
Yeah, he told the story about squirrels at Augusta and how you don't see them on the course. Mm. Outside the course, yes. Mm. On the course, no. It's a great mystery. The squirrel mystery explained on Audio Files coming up next. But first, Bart has this from DraftKings. Don't you?
I got some DraftKings.
Here you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Footprints.
With the assist right here. The golfers are in Augusta competing for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you a shot to land in the green. This week, DraftKings is giving you a shot at a free entry into a contest with $100,000 in total prizes. All you have to do is sign up using promo code BART and opt into DraftKings Big Birdie Payday. Those who enter the Big Birdie Payday will get a free entry into the Daily Fantasy Contest with $100,000 up for grabs if any member of your final group sinks a birdie on the 18th hole on Sunday. Download the DraftKings app now using promo code BART during sign up. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a one-shot free entry into a $100,000 contest with their Big Birdie Payday promotion. That's promo code BART, and you get a free shot at entry into the $100,000 contest only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. We'll see if, what is it, Patrick Squirrel? Sandy Squirrel, where is she? Not on Augusta. Don't know why. We'll get the answer to that after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So we'll continue with the calls. I love the fact that the calls just keep rolling. They've been a lot of fun today. That's been great, and we appreciate your patience. You can tweet at us as well, at Bart and Han on Twitter and Instagram as well. But now we've got some stories to share with you. We got a bone to pick with one guy, too.
and a lot of other things to get. But and a story that you've got to hear it about the Masters that you will then be telling your friends about. It's that good of a story. Those who are into golf anyway. But it's more than golf. It's about life and nature and more. Coming up next, right now, on Audiophiles. Bart, did I oversell it? Like, is this not going to live up now?
No, this is amazing.
I thought it was amazing, too.
This dude needs his own stand-up half an hour.
No doubt about it. But first, we begin with how Joe Douglas, I guess, isn't talking to us anymore, Bart. What happened?
What's up, man?
We're trying to get Joe Douglas on our show, national show. The whole country can hear you. They make a big trade.
Joe, I know you're listening, Joe. I know y'all listen because you get all your information from us, man. We tell you what's happening in these streets. Holler at your boy, man.
Instead, he hollered at Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah. He's from Baltimore, I think. That's where the connection. Insider job.
So I guess you're no longer in the circle of trust.
Yes.
No. I guess we'll never have Joe Douglas on our show anymore.
I'm going to have to go to the vault and pull up those pictures.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Remind you.
Well, okay. So while that thread is put out there, let's listen to what Joe Douglas said to Albert Breer, or at least what Albert Breer said about his conversation with Joe Douglas following the Sam Darnold trade. See, that's where I understand it. It's the idea of, well, they could have kept Sam, have the two of them together, have a quarterback competition. But that's cute until day one of training camp when one guy throws a bad ball and it becomes the other guy's going to be starting. When are you going to start him? When is he going to play? When is he going to start him? When are you going to play? And it's the madness comes with New York media.
And preseason, because they'll fail to realize, you know, because it's in the details. They'll fail to realize that when Zach Wilson throws the ball, he's probably going against the other team's number two defense, guys who aren't even going to be in the league, so he looks great. And then Sam Darnold's going against the other team's number one as they're trying to prepare for the regular season. So, like, it was a disservice. If you're going to draft Zach Wilson, then you have to let Sam go. And I think they sent him to a place where he can prove that he can play, and both sides can, you know, benefit from it.
Yeah, that part certainly, the explanation makes sense. Now to find out who their backup quarterback's going to be.
Man, if they bring in a veteran.
Brian Hoyer came in today for a visit, and Bart doesn't like that at all.
Like I said, dude can't play dead well. Like, man, I see you breathing. You can't even hold your breath for 20 seconds?
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Audiophiles continues. More about the Jets here, because on KJZ this morning we had BYU coach Kalani Sitake on.
He loves me. He loves you now.
He'll be on after the draft.
You
called him a liar.
He'll be on after the draft.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. But still, we did ask him, all right, well, Nick Saban did reveal that the 49ers didn't even talk to him about Mac Jones at the pro day that Alabama had. So I asked Coach Sitake, well, what did the Jets say to you? Could have done better. That's good. Zach Wilson had that the throw of the pro day season at that pro day. And we tried to see if maybe Coach Sitake might say, yeah, the Jets were asking about it. But instead, he kind of flipped it and revealed something that Zach told him, which was interesting to say. I could have been better. Kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
you're not impressed.
He's doing what he's supposed to do for his quarterback.
All right. Like,
I won't judge him until the first season. I've been sold these bill of goods before.
Yeah, you did. That's what you said. You said, we've been lied to before, and he kind of felt like you were calling him a liar.
Calling me a liar?
Which is not quite what happened.
What's up, Coach? I see that neck over there. I respect that. You over there looking like Bebop and Rocksteady. We can meet in a hole. I still got my pass. What's up?
No, we don't need
to handle this like gentlemen. We can get into some gangster.
We don't need to get into some gangster right now. We really don't. What we need to do is, we've been just filling space for this story.
Okay.
Michael Collins, America's caddy. We love him. He's a great, great personality at ESPN. He's at the Masters right now, and he's all fired up. We had him on this morning, KJZ. We're sharing this with you. This was very early in the morning, but it was such a good story. It's the fact that Michael Collins told us that several things that are unique about Augusta, including the fact that there are no squirrels. Oh, there's trees, but ain't no squirrels.
Yo, that's
one of the best stories ever.
Yo, $500 to anybody that while they're watching anything the Masters doing this week that can find a squirrel. We got to get to the bottom of this.
That's true.
I don't know if they have some type of frequency keeping squirrels out. That's something that only squirrels can hear, and it has a radius. Or if they got somebody like Mr. D's or somebody like the Swamp Monster dude out there catching squirrels at night, and squirrels know that they ain't, listen, they can't come on them grounds. Because squirrels are disrespectful. Squirrels and geese don't care about people. Like, you can drive up to them and they'll be like, man, you hit me with your car. I don't care. I ain't going nowhere. Like, squirrels are usually like that, especially college squirrels. Remember how fat and how good they can eat, you know, over there, because he talked about the sandwich as well. So, listen, $500 to anybody that can spot a squirrel this week. ESPN's going to cover the bill. Just call Norby, put attention Norby, he'll see $500.
No, you don't have to do it attention Norby. That's fine. But what you can do is watch the Masters, which at 3 o'clock goes live on ESPN. It's on ESPN Plus right now. We've got the full coverage of it today. And you know, yeah, just watch it. Screenshot if you see a squirrel. Squirrel Watch 2021.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you find a squirrel, Bart will send you a free shirt.
Yeah, with $500 in it.
No, from attention Norby. That's audio files, but that's a great story. He told several of them, but that was one we had to share. So that was certainly a lot of fun. I got to take this 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll grab some calls coming up in the next segment, but I got to take Emmanuel in Flushing. Manny, what's your idea?
Hey, yeah, I got one.
What do you got?
Boys to Men versus Jodeci.
Ooh. Versus. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
KC, KG. No, so is it? Hold on. Is it Jodeci or is it just K? Is it just KC and JoJo?
No, no, Jodeci. The actual Jodeci.
Okay, okay.
Jodeci. And the host will be I'll Be Sure, because I'll Be Sure was one. Who helped Jodeci in their first album.
He'll write it. Yeah, that'd be dope.
I like that one.
I can rock with that.
All right, I like that. Thank you.
That's a dope
one. That'd be a really good one. Boys to Men.
Yeah.
It's solid.
I'll make love to you. I think they lost Michael. I think they lost the one with the bass. I think he died. I think he got sick and died a while ago. But KC, JoJo, and Dalvin, and Devontae still around. That'd be dope. I think I've heard SWV and Escape is going up against each other.
Wow.
I think that's future. I don't understand the next one that's coming up. It's Method Man and Redman. They like should be versus somebody, right? Because they're like the king of the features. They're like an unofficial group that kind of went together and made songs with each other.
And they're like boys. Aren't they very similar sounds too?
Yeah.
Redman, Method Man kind of have that same that same era too. That little grimy, gravelly, aggressive
microphone check.
Redman, by the way,
Redman's a comedian.
What the album is like? Yeah. A classic.
Yeah, he's a
great
comedian,
album.
Man. Brick City's finest, man. He lived right down the street from me, man. Cool dude.
All right. Well, again, we'll keep the calls rolling. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And I've got to pay off a tease that it was from yesterday that we just ran out of time and I couldn't get to. And it was
better late than never.
Greeny's reaction to the first time we met standing up. I know that sounds kind of creepy, but every time we've met, we've been sitting down in the studio together. And so it's the first time he met me standing up, and he had a very interesting reaction to it that he brought to the air, which I've never heard. But you'll hear it. I'll hear it for the first time with you coming up next. Bart and Hom brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. So your call is coming up. Bart is done with his reads, right? As far as I can tell.
That would be correct.
That would be correct. So it's Bart and Hom, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hon.
Till to this day.
To this day. Cream. Bart and Hon, Alan Hon, Bart Scott.
Money ring around me.
You can get the money.
Dollar bill, y'all. They could have did a versus just with all the Wu-Tang people just going.
Just have them versus each other.
But I think they did with Raekwon. They did Raekwon and RZA, I think.
Wasn't that one of the first ones?
Yeah, that was one of the first ones.
Right? That was the very first
one. Yeah. Well, maybe a couple weeks ago.
I mean, how many other groups could you do that where it's the spinoffs went up against each other?
It doesn't stop, man. I mean, I would want to see, like, I have to find where Andre 3000 is. I know we got a call that's been waiting for a long time.
We got a lot of things to do. But first of all, because it's the first time I'm hearing it, and I'm being honest, and I didn't get to it yesterday. So yesterday, as all for the last couple of weeks, Bart and I have been filling in on KJZ, helping out on that show.
Don't say weeks. The last month.
Well, okay. It's been a little bit. And so just walking through the halls here at Seaport, it's been great because you get to run in to see different people. And one of the people that I've seen that I have great admiration for is Mike Greenberg. And
when he's come in the studio, I've sat with him. We haven't you know, done anything. He sits in and we talk. So for the first time, he saw me in the hallway walking, and he didn't realize that, you know, I'm 6'6". And so he took to the air to talk about it.
Peloton's finest.
Who put that out there? Why'd you put my age out there? That wasn't necessary.
Silver Fox. Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. You out there like, oh, specimen. You out there like MC Mayo. Let me see your tough face.
I don't have a tough face. But as he's talking about me being a specimen, I'm like rising up. Now I got to stick my chest out.
Yeah, got it out there like a peacock.
Yeah, that's right. Next time I see Greeny, how you doing, Greeny?
We're going to draw abs on a t-shirt. We're going to draw abs on a t-shirt and have you wear it. like you're doing a show shirtless.
Oh, my God. Rick in Florida. We don't have much. I wanted to take Rick in Florida so badly, but we're running out of time. I tell you what. Rick in Florida, just say hi and we'll get you on tomorrow. Rick, just say hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Right,
we love you, Rick, in Florida.
You call tomorrow. We're going to get you in the
first segment.
We love
you, Rick.
You call tomorrow. We
first thing tomorrow. You first.
All right, we appreciate you, Rick. Behold, you've been holding for a long time, but we got to go. We'll do. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you one more time on KJZ in the morning as well. Bart, I'll see you then.
I'll holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.